This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower slightly at the open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow down 18 points or 0.1% at 14,600. The NASDAQ down 0.25% and the S&P 500 down 0.1%. Oil prices up just slightly at the moment, but they remain at the lowest level in about 9 months. Gold also up slightly this morning, but it is around a two-year low, $1,384 an ounce. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she joins us from Chicago to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so are you concerned about the sort of dropping price of various commodities, whether it be gold or oil?
Well, right now, the fall in commodity prices is actually beneficial for the U.S. economy, particularly in terms of oil prices plummeting. Prices at the pump have come down enough that if we see them continue to follow the oil price declines, we could be saving as much as $40 to $50 a month in terms of what we pay at the pump. And that's money right into consumers' pockets that they can spend at a critical time when we have fiscal drag.
So you're not worried about deflation right now?
I'm not worried about deflation. I'm worried about how low inflation is in general, but this is something that's welcome news to most consumers.
Diane, I want to ask you about one other thing, which is a debate that's going on right now about a paper from the economists Rogoff and Reinhart that came out and said that countries with public debt above 90% of GDP suffered in terms of growth. This paper has been cited around the world by politicians who are trying to make the case for more austerity. Now there are questions about some data that was left out of the research originally. What do you make of this debate?
Well, the reality is that no one paper should determine all of economic policy. And although it was a very famous paper and had some very good analysis in it, we all make mistakes. And that's why economics is a profession of debate, heated debate. You see the Fed having heated debates. And if there was a silver bullet to solve all our problems in this kind of economic environment, we would have already shot it. And I think what we're seeing from Europe is the proof that although austerity in the long term is exactly what we want because we don't want to carry deficits, we do want in the near term some stimulus to get us so we have a long term to actually live out.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.